Ticket White Elephant Day. Donnie Dew, Jump Job, The Snake, Baldy, and Travis. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, Reliant Air Conditioning, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Shout out to the player of the day, Bradley. Join the Invasion Sweet Spot in the Hardline tomorrow as they broadcast live from Armor Brewing. Located on 75 in Bethany and Allen, check out the laid-back tap room, great beer selection, and great bites for lunch or dinner. That's the Invasion Sweet Spot and the Hardline tomorrow, live from Armor Brewing. Armor Brewing, brewed by veterans, enjoyed by everyone, much like this song.
Sorry, Travis, I was laughing throughout your awesome 40 liner. That's amazing. All right. This is the late show? What are we calling ourselves here? Yeah, the late afternoon show. It's Giorgio, Corby, Donovan, Tyler, Travis, and Ryan. And we found out something in our pre-show meetings over the last 3 or 4 days. Corby and I just found out something in Ryan from Donovan. We can't repeat, but wow, okay.
What are you doing in there?
No. Uh-oh. Destroying? He almost caused himself to choke on his food.
Oh, on your hot dog, huh?
On his hot dog.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost. We're having fun here, right?
We are having fun. That was hilarious. That was the funniest.
Thank you. Having a little fun here.
Commercial break I've ever had. But we found out in one of our pre-show meetings that two on this crew have not experienced the strip club. And I told them both, as a wise old man, now the oldest talk show host here at The Ticket.
Mm.
About that?
Dude, I
started here in my 20s.
I'm third. Not too far behind.
Yeah, but I am the oldest of everybody.
Yeah.
I told these young pups that they haven't missed anything.
No.
Yeah.
I will disagree with that, seriously. That's almost...
Except for this one time when I went, and it was pretty amazing. We went for Hammer's birthday, and that gal had a bottle of Pert. That was amazing. We good.
It is.
With the fluorescent lighting in there, it lit up whatever she's. Happy birthday,
okay,
Greg.
Right. We get it.
So anyway, but overall, though, I really don't think y'all have missed much.
Well, wait, we didn't even say what they missed.
I did. I said strip club.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah.
Travis and Tyler, and we talked about this a little bit on our show, but we didn't expound too much because we were amazed when we heard that they hadn't visited the establishment.
Yeah.
And I told them, I've been enough for everyone in here combined.
You're Vegas Donnie.
And
so,
you know what?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've been in Vegas like twice. That's it. As many times as I've been to Vegas, I've only been to
that club
twice.
That's a waste of time in Vegas.
It is.
I think it's a total waste of time.
No doubt. And as much as they flip those cards on their hands and try to get you to, you know, get girls or go to the clubs and all that, we've only been twice. I've been here.
You're
in
a
Houston
local.
Countless numbers of times. And we've had it kind of delivered to us.
Recently?
No, it's been a long time.
Okay. Good God. I turned around to look at Travis.
And we dumped it too.
And I have a
job.
Now I have a herniated disc from turning around so quickly after you said that.
You were going to make eye contact with me and listen to my wonderful story.
Afternoon job is in full effect.
So much birds.
Oh, man, sorry.
You know, I think the big thing for
well, first off, how old are you?
Both Tyler and I are both, you're 32, right?
Correct.
So we're both 32, so we're squarely in the millennial demographic.
Yeah.
Oh, and so Tyler's in this club too. So okay. I thought it was
Those two.
Just those two.
I've been.
Oh, we're
Baldy's been.
Right.
Yeah, Baldy lives there.
What's up, Ryan?
Yeah.
All right.
That's my second home.
So I think it's twofold. I think number one, we grew up right in the explosion of the internet. If we wanted to see tatas, we could just Google that and see a fun video.
But there's nothing like them being right in front of you.
That's true.
Now, I mean,
like the screen,
you got a point.
The screen is fine, and I'm not saying you go all the time. If your significant other has an issue with it,
sure,
I say don't even worry about it. But I don't know, man. I just kind of felt it's some kind of,
it's a rite of passage.
Like everyone has to experience that at least once, and there are tons of dudes, they don't like it, and it's cool.
Yeah, it ain't my jam.
It's not my jam.
And I haven't been in over 20 years. Maybe more. I can't even remember the last time. Kat and I were talking about this. We can't remember the last time or where it was or anything, but I know it's within 20 some odd years.
And there were two guys who used to work here. He used to try to drag us there
all the time.
Every road trip. And my thought, and not to be some puritanical, you know, knucklehead here, but my thought on it was always, I think we can make the mortgage this month. I'm not sure. I got a kid at home that's sick.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be here.
That was the thing with me, is I always thought of it as a ridiculous waste of not just money, a lot of money.
Yeah.
You can kind of control that. You really can.
Just hang out in the background.
There is some sort of pressure for you to spend. They're trying to get you to spend as much money as possible. But if you have a certain limit, you can get to that and still enjoy the festivities.
Hey, this is something that's amazing to me. So I drive in, I leave my house a little after 4, and I'm getting into downtown Dallas around 5.
Pit stop.
That's what I'm talking about. No, but I could, because one club off of 35, I go by it, and it's after 5 o'clock, parking lot full.
That is amazing.
Okay, is that the I don't even know what you call it. They're not going from midnight on. This is they're working at night. And they're showing up there in the morning, and who's calling me, you bastards?
I think they're still open. I think they're open all night.
I don't know what time they open.
And now they're controversial because I think they're trying to shut those places down, right?
They're trying to shut them down at 2, but I know one for certain stays open until 5.
So this is not like the GM shift and the guys get off at a certain time, like bars that stay open. There's a lot of those places that the overnight shift. But this may be, they're there all night?
Yes, they got to be.
And what time do they open? Because I had a friend he tried to sell me on going to lunch every day because they had good lobster. And first of all, I didn't know they opened around lunchtime.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I heard.
There's no way that can be the A-team at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
So did you guys not ever have, not, I'm not saying pressure, but any friend groups that would be like, hey.
Bachelor party.
Yeah, we're going to the bachelor party, blah, blah, blah.
That was the second of my two folds in my personal experience here is I have also a bunch of loser friends and also a bunch of religious bunches that I grew up with. So not a ton of strip clubs on the ledger for bachelor parties.
Yeah.
Tyler?
Yeah, I think the appeal has kind of gone away even with my friends. So, yeah, don't have a lot of guys that just go out doing that.
There was always a young one now. You don't have time for this stuff.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Take the young one with you.
Thank you.
They both,
they let kids in free, I think.
Just put headphones on. Oh,
George knows that.
Like in that promo, I just go for the buffet and the music. That's all.
My goal was always to spend as little as possible, but to maximize the experience, you know? And sometimes don't they walk around and tell you, at least this is in my memory, that you have to, hey man, you're not spending any money or you're not getting dances or something like that.
Well, I don't know about dances. They will say drinks, of course, because they'll say there's a drink minimum. But as far as the dances will go, I've never encountered, hey, you're not buying lap dances, so you have to get out. I haven't heard that.
You just got to buy drinks.
So you just kind of wander around. You can't sit down or they walk. That's the embarrassing part. You do?
Yeah. You don't walk around unless you're going to go up to the stage and tip. That's what I heard.
But that's what I can't stand. I couldn't stand.
Follow them back to the dressing room.
Yeah, it's all hearsay for Donovan.
I couldn't stand the pressure of sitting there and girl after girl walking up, you know, and you're like, I'm good. No. I like your stretch marks. That's awesome. But I'm good.
Where are you going?
Yeah, some of them have, you know, they've got mouths to feed.
Yeah,
they sure do.
Not mine.
They sure do. They have college tuition.
What's the cover for these places now? I have no idea.
Is it still standard 20, 25?
Oh my gosh, it's that much?
Yeah. And, you know, if you have there are some that you can get in free, and it's the BYOB usually.
See, I would think those places would charge you at the door.
But then BYOB
they can't make money at the bar.
Could be like full nude. Like it's a whole bunch of different rules that I need to
get caught up on.
Yeah. I need to see where I need to go.
Take Travis and Tyler.
The BYOB is my only experience with the strip club. It is a solitary experience when I was very young and my dad was dating one of the strippers, so I got to sit out in the parking lot for a few hours playing Pokemon.
Bro, you're buried the lead here.
Well, look, that's all I know is I was playing Pokemon. I was like 8.
Did he tell you what she did?
Yeah, no, he told me what she did. It's a former sponsor, so I'm not going to say
it. Okay, well, whatever. Who cares about that?
Did he bring out a chicken wing every now and then?
Your parents were divorced.
Yes.
Your parents were divorced, and your dad took you to the parking lot of a strip club while he went in.
To go see the girlfriend.
Oh, my God. How long did that last?
I mean, it was probably an hour.
The relationship.
Until the battery ran down on my iPad.
Right. Dad, I need some more double A's for my Game Boy.
Do you think he was going there to check up on her to see?
I mean, I remember him being in there for a minute, so it wasn't a drop-in at all. But, I mean, the relationship was maybe a couple, 3 months, something like that.
Did you ever see her?
Yeah, I think she came over for Christmas. One year.
Did she dance on the tree?
She gave me a little preview. That was my Christmas present.
Did your mom know that you're...
There's no... If she's listening right now, she's learning this for the first time.
Oh my God.
100%.
The dad dated a stripper?
That's awesome.
But not only that.
Yeah, only
took
one.
Him to but the kid is in the car in the parking lot.
With Pokemon cards. How old was your dad at this point?
He's probably in his 40s.
Wow. Oh, that's dude. That midlife crisis.
Travis
right
was too old to get in free.
Yeah, dude. Hey, little man.
You got Pokemon cards. All right.
You
got
to be this tall to get in.
Oh, my God. Do you know? Okay. So that was a question I was going to ask to you guys, not knowing it would be his father. Did you guys know anybody that dated the stripper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did, too.
Yeah.
So
and
I did, too.
They seem to have, like, long-term relationships with them.
It's pretty much the safest place inside the club. Now, if there are things going on outside, that's probably a little bit of a different story. But it's not like that's not just a terrible, oh my gosh, you're dating a stripper that works in a club.
They're people too.
It's pretty much on the up and up a lot of the places. Now, there are some that are, a little sketchy.
Knew a very, very good friend who could be listening right now that took it to the next level and just went ahead and got married.
Married her, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And they're happily ever after?
It lasted about 6 months or so.
Yeah.
Not too long.
She puts the water bill and all wands on the counter. Hey, pay that.
He got her out of the game.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
For 6 months.
I don't know what happened when they split up. But definitely, I remember she got out of the game and had a normal job and all that. She was great.
Normal
not
job.
Not good enough. Right. That's not a normal job. You have to admit. That is not a normal job. That's a very salacious job. Otherwise, we're not judging his father for going
over
there.
I'm not judging. The only thing is,
I think that's a pretty good rebound for Pops.
The kid in the parking lot is the one that kind of,
I'm still here. I'm here on White Elephant Day, 2023.
Oh, my God.
Make sure you keep the door locked, and he had to crack the window so you can get some air in there.
Your mother is going to murder him.
He lives in another state.
Christmas
he'll be all right.
It's not going to be fun.
Oh, my God. Is he coming back for Christmas?
No. I can't believe you told that
Do they ever
story
talk?
Not at all.
They never talk?
No, not at all.
Well, she's going to find his ass and call him now. You left him in a parking lot.
At 8?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Dude, I'm just thinking of like my wife. She literally would hunt me down.
Did you? Yeah. Did your dad take you up to the Bugs Bunny sign that had the handout and went,
oh, man, you can't get in.
Yeah. So close.
Yeah. He gave me some
you
lifts.
You have to be this tall. Yeah, you have to be this tall to get in.
He gave me some lifts to put in my shoes, see if he can keep a better eye on me. But no.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, that's great.
Yeah.
Parking lot Travis.
That's parking lot Travis.
Dad had to go see Tammy. What do you want?
Trying to find
do you remember her name?
It's Tammy.
Oh my God. Yeah. Is that her real name?
Typical.
How many strippers do you think are named Tammy?
That'd be a great bit, though. Out of all the Mercedes and all that. Worse. It's Tammy. That'd be great.
We're calling all the Tammys for now.
Hey, did you work?
You want to be my stepmom?
Do you remember
a
kid with a couple of chicken wings?
Was she heavily fortified? Like,
yeah. She was in the right profession, I'll tell you that.
That's amazing. Oh, my gosh.
God, man, Travis is like the man now at the ticket, isn't he?
I know.
Yeah.
Before this segment, I was a loser.
He's been going to strip clubs.
Nerd.
He's been going to strip clubs since he was 8.
Yeah. Just the parking lot, though.
He's been going longer than we have.
All right.
Okay.
Would your dad come on the air and talk about this.
Man, if he remembers, I bet he would.
Of course he remembers. Yeah. How can you forget dating a stripper and leaving your second grader in the parking lot
you're not gonna forget
with Pokemon
Tammy.
And the windows cracked?
I'll text him and we'll see.
Travis, I got you a Squirtle.
All right.
What a so let's get out of shot. Here. This is coming up next. This is Travis's segment. Oh, before we get to Why Today Doesn't Suck, it's a Travis segment. We'll do that next. It's White Elephant Day. It's the afternoon crew and Travis in the parking lot. That's next. Ticket.
Everyone gets an early Christmas present on Ticket White Elephant Day. Brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, Reliant Air Conditioning, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right, it's 3 o'clock straight up here on the afternoon portion of White Elephant Day. 2 to 6 is our shift. It is myself, Corby, Giorgio. Our captain is Donovan Lewis. Baldy is in here. Travis is here. Tyler is here. And we're ready to mix it up. We got a lot of stuff planned for you today. We're going to do Why Today Doesn't Suck next.
We've already done hot dog and...
Yeah, up tops. Which were the first two things we actually discussed.
Right.
Kind of as a joke.
So we kind of stuck to what we said we were going to do.
Yeah.
Hot
and
we're, dog.
And Travis is trying to see if his father will pop on the air with us.
Very close to booking dad.
Could be legendary.
Can't wait.
Dude, after we just learned.
We'll lay out and you just talk to pops and we may have a few questions.
I think he would get more of a kick out of talking to you guys. He got me into the
He's
station.
He's a P1?
Yeah,
okay.
Very big P1.
Okay. Oh, God,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad. We can book him.
He's got to do it. We found out that Travis, though, has never been to a strip club, and we're kind of fishing around why and whatnot, and then we learned that, and you, we didn't even mention this, you're traumatized.
Up, yeah.
Yeah, like there,
that's
there's
probably
a reason
why
you
I
never went.
Been,
it's because
yeah.
you guys
yeah.
went when you were 8 years old, and your dad left you in the car so he could go hang out with his stripper girlfriend.
As soon as he sees the neon light, he starts having those thoughts.
It sounds
like
Pokemon.
No, no. All of a sudden he sees Pikachu with a really devilish look on his face.
All turned and looked at him like, what did you just say? Wait, what?
That was amazing.
We call it White Elephant Day because we never forget how much fun it is. Here's your afternoon drive deputies. Captain Donovan Lewis, George Dunham, Corby Davidson, Travis Mejia, Ryan Baldwin, Tyler Samsel, brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration, Reliant Air Conditioning, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Tim McGraw brings his standing room only tour to Dickies Arena on April 12th. Tickets are on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster.com. Head over to the Ticket.com contest page and register now for your chance to win a pair of tickets. Tim McGraw.
All right, thank you very much, Travis. It's 3:40 here. On the White Elephant Wednesday. We're the afternoon program. Donovan is our captain. Giorgio. Myself. God, man. This is so shocking. Tyler, Baldy, and Travis. Now, Travis is the new producer of The Invasion. Heard 10 to 1. Doing a bang-up job. And earlier in the week, we found out that Travis had never been to a strip club before. And so we started kicking it around about an hour ago. God bless.
There's a lot going on. In
there really is. There's a lot of dress-up going on. We started kicking around about an hour ago why he had never been. He and Tyler both had never been before. And then he really threw down the hammer by casually dropping in that his dad, when he was 8 years old, when Travis was eight, they
I could be a little off on that year, but it's in that general area.
That his dad took him to a strip club and left him in the parking lot with his Pokemon cards while his father went in to see his stripper girlfriend.
Baller.
And it was just like, what? Wait, what did you just say? And so we had fun kicking that around. Well, now this is the real fun because we welcome on Charlie, Travis's dad.
Yeah!
Charlie!
Hey, Dad.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing good. Now, Charlie, first off, you're the one who is the original OG P1 that got Travis interested in this?
Yes, sir. Yep.
And, like, day one P1?
Exactly, yep. the day when the show first started.
Dang.
All right, that's awesome, man. So, in your memory, tell us how it all went down that fateful night or multiple nights of strip clubbing with your son and leaving him in the parking lot?
Well, actually, I was trying to think of how old he was, but he was about 8 or 9. And I was dating she was a waitress at the time. And so I went to go pick her up, and I parked in the parking lot, and I told him I was going to run in to go let her know that I was in the parking lot and that when she got off, I'd be out there waiting for her. And so it wasn't like I was in there for an hour or so.
Okay, but, yeah. So that's not that
30
bad.
Minutes or so.
Yeah, yeah, just wait here.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I didn't think he would remember that.
You don't forget your first trip to a parking lot of a strip club, I guess.
Okay, so where did you meet this young lady at the establishment?
Yes, I did. During lunch hour, they would have a free lunch, free burgers and fries and a drink.
So, see, I knew to stay away from lunch hour. You see?
And so one day, I found out about it from a friend or so. So I went there one day. I had a day off from work, so I went there just to see, and that's when I met her.
And
to see what?
What do you think?
Take advantage of the burger.
Well, it's a lunch.
He's hungry.
Yeah. Check out lunch.
Now, okay. How old were you at the time, Charlie?
I was probably in my mid-30s, early 30s.
That's what I'm talking about.
Heck yeah.
And do you know how long you'd been divorced at that point?
About a year or so.
Oh, hell yeah. Perfect time. Was this your initial rebound from the divorce?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What was that?
Are those memories something, Charlie? What's happening here?
Good Lord, Dad. Come on. Yeah. Have a little respect for the airwaves.
Excuse me.
That's all right. So that was your first rebound?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's quite a board.
Now, how long did you guys date?
Oh, probably about a year or so.
Okay. Hey. Now, all right, here's the kicker. Former Lady Charlie know that this young lady that you were now dating was a stripper?
Eventually, she found out about it.
And how did it go over?
Yeah, how did that go over?
Well, I just kind of, it went in one ear and out the other when I caught the raft from it.
But now, did she know that you had young Travis in the parking lot taking wings out to him every 10 minutes so he could eat?
Probably not.
He's trying to organize his Pokemon collection.
Yeah. But I could probably tell you another story about one time when I took him to Hooters for a WrestleMania.
I remember that one, too.
How old was he then?
Not much older.
not much older. And I told him, I said, you better not tell your mom about it because I'll never hear the end of it.
A WrestleMania between the girls?
What a dad. What a great dad.
It was on pay-per-view, you know. And so I took it. Well, we were going past the Hooters, and he saw it on the billboard, and I said, well, we'll see. So anyhow, we ended up
pins this on me, like 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I took care of him. I treated him right, you know.
Hey, I see nothing wrong with any of this.
Hooters and wrestling. What's better than that?
Yeah.
And now Travis can't eat another wing or go to Hooters anymore.
No.
Trying to traumatize a bit.
So how long were y'all in there for WrestleMania, like the whole thing?
Yeah. In fact, when we went in, the host or whoever, the manager said, you got to buy at least $20 worth of food or beverage.
Yeah, we got that, yeah.
Yeah, that was no big deal. But the girls had a little bit more on than what they normally wear.
Oh, that's too bad.
Because there were families in there.
Yeah, like know? You.
And your son. Yeah.
There's a lot of divorced dads in there, you know?
Yeah. Did you get a phone number that night?
No, I didn't. Okay. But, you know, not to embarrass my son, but I tell you, he was a good person to take when I went places like concerts and stuff because he was a good to get the women to come to me.
He's a good wingman.
Yeah.
Well,
that wore off by the time I got to high school.
Yeah,
I
but
guess.
You were adorable.
Yeah.
Cute little kid.
Chubby, fat kid.
Wow, that is awesome. So Do you and ex Lady Charlie, do you guys speak at all now?
We haven't spoken in a little while.
Okay.
I'm getting reports she's now aware of the trip to the strip club.
Oh, no. You may be getting. I was saying,
you might hear from her soon.
I wonder if she's blocked all that out. I mean, it was 20 something years ago. Yeah.
She hasn't.
But his Aunt Teresa did confront me about the Hooters thing. And she said, why did you take him there? And she goes, I'm surprised you didn't take him to a strip joint.
Oh, you've been there, done that.
Too late. Yeah, that was last week.
So, you know, I had to raise him right, you know.
Yeah, you did.
And look at him now.
Look at me over here.
Did you, Charlie, did you ever, after the relationship broke up with a stripper, did you ever go down that well again with a entertainer?
No. I pretty much kind of set that aside and went on with the career where I was working at the time. I don't know if I want to mention the it was a good chip company that I was working for.
Okay.
So I just kind of more or less devoted my career to that and raising my son Travis.
Well, you raised him right.
Yes, you did. He's a great kid.
He's a great guy.
Well, thanks, guys.
I'm awful proud of him.
Well, he's mortified by giant boobs now. I just want you to know that.
You gave me a complex, Dad.
Yeah.
And the only thing that we can do to kind of bring this full circle is go find Tammy.
That's right.
Yep, that's all we can do. Tammy. We get the investigative reporter out there going and
holler, Tammy.
When he texted me about it, and then after he said from Baby Dolls, I got to wondering, I wonder where she's at also. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look her. Hey, the internet's alive and well, my friend.
Yeah. And also Craigslist. Either one. You can go down that well.
I'll send you a link, Dad. Don't worry.
I got an amp off that one.
Well, Charlie, thank you so much for the time, man. That was awesome. We appreciate it. We love Travis, and you did a stand-up job out there, kind of a rocky start in that strip club parking lot.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on the air, and I appreciate it. And I still listen to you guys all the time.
Thank you very much, Charlie. Man. We really appreciate Pops. That.
There he
that
goes.
That is Travis's dad, Charlie.
Is he a Mejia, too?
He is. He's where I got the Mejia from. I don't know if you can tell, but I don't sport the correct look for most Mejias.
Yeah. Well, good on him. That's
the
a great...
Black Cats of Bahia.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Why did you have to get in full character and roll your eyes in the back of your head when you did that, too?
I don't know.
Every single time?
I know. It's unbelievable, man. All right, that was awesome. That was great.
Yeah.
Way to go, man. Way to go.
Thanks.
All right, speaking of awesome, we're going to send Giorgio and Donovan down to Novitski Way, into the plaza.
Yeah, if you're in the neighborhood, come on by.
Oh, Crappioka.
I know.
We have two tickets, too, to give away to the Mavericks game. Mark Folliwell has offered to give these tickets away.
Okay.
You know, they're going to be bomb
tickets.
Yeah,
these are good
also.
Tickets. Yeah.
Whoever comes down first to say hello to you guys or sit in Giorgio's lap, then...
If it's the right kind of person, yeah.
You will definitely get... Yeah, if it's somebody that Charlie would have dated...
You got tickets.
Yeah, you're in for sure. But they're going to attack the plaza next.